This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, it's stonedefensefund.com. There's like five other URLs. The crew is right as well, but that's the one that takes you to the easiest. Stonedefensefund.com. Everybody should go there, make a donation. The easiest thing to do is go to alexjoneslegalfund.com. There's a big fat link right up there. We're going to go to your phone calls. Basically, right now, I'm going to recap all the big news. And I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining here. It's just Hillary and all these globalists need to be defeated. And they realize that InfoWars and Roger Stone and others are creating the countervailing narrative and the talking points that are accurate versus their talking points that are lies. So they want to shut us down. The good news is I'm seeing our understanding of things duplicated everywhere now with even greater viciousness and truthfulness and just righteousness. And so we're important into the future on the fight, but I, at a gut level, have to say as well, not the best way to raise money, but even if they destroy us, Roger, it will be a Pyrrhic victory for them.
Well, they're not going to destroy us, but more importantly, they're not going to destroy the country.
Well, we're ready to be destroyed.
I'm ready to make sure Donald Trump succeeds and that this country's saved. That's the most
important. But we're going on to the end.
Well, we're going to fight to the bitter end. There's no question.
Let's just say we are expendable.
My wife would probably disagree with that, but yeah.
But I mean, that's what we have to just say. We're expendable. We accept that. But we don't want that to happen. But it's up to you whether we're expendable or not, because the way they're coming at us is with legal and with dollar signs. And if they see you respond and they see us keep expanding, they are going to be demoralized and they're going to fall the wayside. Right now is massive rampage force. Go ahead.
There's no question about it. Alex, last night I was on with Laura Ingraham on the Laura Ingraham Angle on Fox.
By the way, let's save that. Let's find that. Go ahead.
And I had done the Alex Jones show yesterday. I had done the War Room. She's not on until 9:40 Central. That's 10:40 Eastern. I was exhausted. I popped two Brain Force Plus, and I was good as new. I mean, it really is mentally stabilizing, mentally energizing. It's at a great price now. I could never have done that broadcast last night. Tonight, I'm on with Tucker Carlson. The same thing. I'm going to put in a full day here at InfoWars. I'm going to go on with Tucker tonight. Thank goodness for this great product. You've got an extraordinary price on it here. This is my all-time favorite. And you are supporting the InfoWar when you buy this stuff. But once you buy it, you will go to the auto ship. You will become a habitual user because it's so effective. And it doesn't give you that jacked up energy drink feeling. You know, you can sleep with it.
We set out to say, what are the top nootropic companies putting out for $60, $70? And they said, it's this. We talked to the top level. What would you do to make it stronger and better? Well, we'd add this and take out that. And then when we sell it at $40, you know, we're making $25. When we're selling it at $19.95, folks, we're making like $5 here. I'm telling you, Brain Force Plus at $19.95 is almost a loss leader. You sign up for AutoShip. It basically is at this point. But and then why am I doing it? Because I know it's so good that once you try it and realize that stuff $60 isn't as good, you will become a habitual user of it, and it's healthy and it's good and it's great.
And when you stack it with the red pill, the mind-body combination, that is the best. That supercharges your energy, your vitality. This is the best combination I have found.
It takes most people about a week for the real red pill to kick in.
But it really works. It's the best mineral vitamin combination I have found, and I've tried them all. I wasted a lot of money at Whole Foods, believe me.
Well, here's the thing. Came to it. At age 30, pregnenolone is a hormone precursor. It starts going down in everybody. And if you don't have it, your body can't make the hormones. So it's seen as a steroid precursor, but it's seen as legal, safe, and everything. And I learned about this years ago from a medical doctor. He said, you want to lose weight? Take pregnenolone. So I just said, why don't I the ultimate formula of preglinone with the vitamins and minerals, the amino acids with the preglinone? And so that's what you get with Real Red Pill. Now we have Red Pill Plus, if you want that, that has energy added to it as well. It's not as strong as Brain Force Plus, but there you go. All right, I promise we're going to your phone calls straight ahead. Roger Stone is in the cockpit.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Roger Stone is riding shotgun with us right through into the next hour. And then I told him, he got up at 5 a.m. yesterday. He flew to Texas, did like 6-7 hours with us, then went and did Laura Ingraham at, you know, 9, 10 o'clock at night. Tonight he's on Tucker Carlson, one of my smartest guys out there. I told him, hey, you know, go take a nap today before this. He said, no, I got brain force. So I guess he'd forgotten to take some that morning or hadn't flown with it. Well, he had plenty of it here. You said a big plug for it. It's 50% off right now because I want you to try it if you haven't tried for the price, because you can get similar stuff at $60, $70, $80. You cannot get a better nootropic. It's clean. It's good. It's amazing. Some of the stuff in it they're trying to restrict in Europe. It is really amazing. It's $19.95 right now, ladies and gentlemen. Almost 6,000 five-star reviews. Real Red Pill Plus goes with it great as well, or the regular Red Pill. The Real Red Pill. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. We have free shipping and 50% off all of our best-selling products, but it's got to end Sunday or Monday. In fact, I've got to end the X2. That's 50% off. We've never done that, but I want people, again, to get off the fence. Even though X2 is close to selling out, even though we still up the wire have not secured another source of the pure iodine that they get in these oil rigs at between 7 and 12,000 feet, it's very hard to get. You have to go through the DEA and get certification to even get it because it's a precursor for methamphetamine. It does not have the methamphetamine effect. Iodine is totally legal, but pure atomic iodine, it's not bound, is what they use to make a bunch of drugs. I guess LSD, methamphetamine, you name it. It's one of the precursors. It's highly controlled. It's even got to be in a big locked up facility inside the manufacturing facility. Everything's certified. And so the oil companies are weird about selling it to you. And again, we just lucked into this because we had a seaweed source that was the cleanest you'd get, but it was still bound with stuff that's in the ocean. There was different types of iodine, but it's always sodium iodine, calcium iodine, this iodine. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different types, but it's bound and it doesn't get absorbed and it also can hurt your stomach. This is 9999999. It's essentially atomic. That doesn't mean radioactive. Now, there's 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It means it's on the periodic table. It is. It's like when BuzzFeed had it tested by Mark Cuban's company. They said, it's weird. It's not all these different types we've all heard of. You know, you take this for nuclear war, you take that, or, you know, you take it. No, it's pure iodine. Ooh. But yes, it's the only one they've ever tested. That's pure iodine. Look at it. It's purple crystals. If you put it on the ground above 89 degrees, it turns into like I Dream of Jeannie purple gas. It eats holes in concrete. Now, it doesn't do that to your body because it's put into a gaseous form and injected into the palm oil. All I know is it makes me really a bum because working out super hard, I couldn't lose weight, and I hardly even work out anymore than I should, and I'm way less than I did 10 years ago, and I'm telling you, the X2 changed my life. Okay, we're going to your phone calls. We've got Tommy Robinson, spokesperson, popping in as well with an update, and it just gets worse and worse. A political prisoner. You know, we got Manafort sent as a political prisoner today. You've got Tommy moved to the Muslim wing of the prison, 70% Muslim, 70-plus percent. First, the media tried to deny this it even happened. Now it's all over the British news. Again, the only reason it's in the British news is because we reported it and Drudge linked to it 2 days ago and kept it at the top for 2 days until the media was forced to report it. Instead, the media was saying we'd made it up for the first 2 days. That's why we're so critical, Roger.
This is a story that is hard to understand. Here you have the United Kingdom, the seat of American jurisprudence, the Magna Carta, and this kind of harassment, this kind of I don't know, it's totalitarianism, it's Nazism. They're going to destroy and kill this man because he stands up for freedom. It's unbelievable. It's just hard to fathom that this could be happening in a civilized country.
I mean, I was setting up InfoWars with him. We're still trying to do it over there. And he told me, if I go to jail, Kalen is who you talk to. He's my spokesperson. I'll keep my wife out of this. Then we have Kalen on. People are like, oh, that's not really a spokesman. Remember the first 3 days? He's not even in jail. This is made up. That's a media tactic when it's hot. Oh, there, Tommy Robinson didn't get arrested. Yeah. He hasn't been sent anywhere. These aren't the droids you're looking for. They play these mind games. Like, oh, we were never spying on Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to go to some phone calls, but I usually plug like once an hour for 60 seconds. We need to raise money. We got great products you need, and we've got legal defense funds. Tell people there's a lot of URLs that go to the same place, but there's a lot of folks out there claiming they're raising money for you who aren't, Roger. They can go to alexjoneslegalfund.com. There's a link to your legal fund on there. Or how do folks go directly to your legal fund?
StoneDefenseFund.com. StoneDefenseFund.com. You know, Alex, my grandson, Nick Stevens, asked me if he could set up a GoFundMe for me because he sees what I'm going through. And I said, sure. He was immediately ridiculed by BuzzFeed, by Media8, because he loves his grandfather, because he doesn't like what's happening to our family. It is outrageous. So,
okay, what happened to me?
StoneDefenseFund.com.
Say it again. Go ahead.
StoneDefenseFund.com.
We haven't even made a deal out of this because this will be national news. We've gone to three of the big funding groups. Before we even set it up and they see who it is, they say you violate our terms and we're banned. So, again, they won't even let us go out, just like Obama targeted more than 10,000 Christian charities and had them banned or attacked by the IRS, patriot groups, veterans groups, gun groups, all attacked, all shut down, all had their 501c3 or other forms stripped. And the media said, oh, good, they deserve it in the Tea Party. Now they won't even let me go online and fund money. They won't even let me go out and start a GoFundMe or any other platform out there. This is like putting the Jews in the ghettos first.
Well, I know what my legal bills are like. I can't even imagine what yours are like, given the various jurisdictions where they're trying to take you down. I mean, this can run to millions of dollars to save InfoWars and save your reputation.
Well,
and they're well-heeled. Make no mistake about it. They have plenty of money.
I don't want to give too much of the strategy away, but I was expecting this to happen for a long time. Now, I didn't expect them to file 20. The good news is 10 have been thrown out. Throwing the 10 out has cost about $370,000 last time I checked a few weeks ago. Here's the problem. Those were all the overly ridiculous, I mean, cuckoo land. Now the others are still BS, but they're much more serious, where individual ones will cost that much. So they want to cripple us so we don't do the expansion, and then they want to start squeezing us. So for a while, again, I didn't have the private jet. A lot of times I fly coach. I nested things away, which is one issue. I'm not going to get into it, so we could deal with this. So we have emergency fuel to make the jump level. So when we go in, we're going in full throttle against them. It's just that I can project out, and so we need to start gaining fuel for the next move after that. But then, and I've got a few aces up my sleeve, but it'll really encourage us if people just flood us with money. Go ahead.
You know what's really insidious? Somebody goes up and puts up online. You can find it. Roger Stone is worth $20 million. No, I'm not. Not even close. I'm not a millionaire.
But they say they do the same lies to me.
They do that so people don't give us. Why should I send you money, Stone? You're a millionaire. No, I'm not. That's disinformation that is meant to discourage people from donating. Don't believe it, folks. It's BS.
Well, I mean, I am a multimillionaire on the taxes because I don't do this offshore stuff like all the big globals do because they wouldn't let me. Only globals could do that. The equipment in this building and what I have to pay on income tax and to pay on state, they really have an income tax in Texas. It's this franchise tax, and they've got like an equipment tax. I have to, whatever's in the warehouse at the end of the year, I got to pay for every piece of equipment, everything. And Obama got rid of a bunch of the write-offs. So I'm supposedly worth $4 million because of the equipment here. Well, I couldn't sell this equipment for $1 million now the way it depreciates. But, yeah, it's $4 million worth of equipment. That's what real equipment costs. One real big board costs a couple hundred thousand dollars.
Well, we can't run InfoWars without it.
But that's what I'm saying. So on paper, it's insane. I'm trying to get accountants involved. It just drives me completely insane. So that's what I'm saying. Absolutely. What I'm after is winning against the globalist. And I want capital and money to get more reporters, more crew. Look how great Owen is. Look at the other people. All right, we're going to come back right to your phone calls, I promise. Phil, Pastor Sam, Josh, Jason, Hitman, Tim, Patrick, and others. Your calls are all coming up straight ahead. Newswars.com. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We first reported in January of 2016. That Hillary's server was hacked. We had that from the U.S. Army. It's now been confirmed by the IG report. Stay with us.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right. I am taking over the fourth hour today to take your phone calls. I was going to go directly to him right now, but Tommy Robinson's spokesman needs to come on earlier. He's in the street in London. Big developments. Kalen Robertson. So we're going to talk to him for this segment, a little bit of the next. And I promise we're going to take like 20 of your phone calls with Roger Stone about how's Trump doing? What do you make of the IG report? North Korea. Are we thankful for how things have turned around? I know I sure am. I wasn't just a negative person before. I didn't like what the globals were doing. We're taking the country back. History's happening. And we're such an instant gratification society. Even a lot of Trump supporters I know are like, well, he's the guy we needed. He's a wrecking ball. You know, he's not perfect. You know, man, I've sacrificed a lot, but nothing like Tommy Robinson, a political prisoner, who they now admit was moved into a Muslim wing and who they are saying they're going to kill him. And there is an imam putting the fatwa out. And only Drudge picked this up 2 days ago. 3 days ago, the media was saying, I made it up, Roger. And it really frustrates me that they're like this. We broke that Hillary server was broken into from international intelligence sources and Colonel Schaefer in January of 2016. That's why they hate us, because we are so truthful, Roger.
It's extraordinary. You can expect this to be happening in a Muslim country, in a Middle Eastern country. That is happening in the UK just boggles the mind. And the silence of the national media, of the mainstream media, with the exception of Drudge, it's extraordinary.
Without Drudge, you wouldn't even know that I was banned on YouTube. Then when they reinstated, as Bloomberg said, it was a mutiny. Someone did it without authorization. How sensational is that?
Yeah.
I don't mean to kiss Drudge's butt. It's true. Without Drudge, he's the guy that continues to be the final domino to break open the wall.
He does have enormous reach. It reminds me of when they said, oh, no, we didn't turn off Sean Hannity's Twitter feed. Some guy spilled Coca-Cola on the control board. It was all a mistake.
And what they're doing is testing it to get us just worn out of hearing about it until they finally ban you or Milo. Let's go for this segment and then part of the next. We're going right to calls to Kalen Robertson, and he joins us right now on the street. Again, he had the bravery to go on the air when no one else would. He's Tommy's spokesperson. Tommy told me that directly before he even went to jail about a week before. Tommy is fighting for his life right now in the Muslim wing. The media spins it and goes, well, it's a Muslim wing. The whole prison isn't 70%, only that wing. So they picked a Islamic prison with a Muslim wing to throw in Tommy Robinson, and he's got new developments for us. Kalen, thank you for joining us and giving us updates. It's good to see his lawyers coming out and confirming everything you said a day after you said it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us as well, and thank you so much for covering all of this stuff. Sorry, I was just very busy in London. We're trying to do this period really quickly right now. So basically, news reports that you've just been talking about, completely insane. They said that it was 70% made up, nothing out of nowhere. Tommy told us directly that it looked like that. It looked about 70% on his wing, and they were saying, oh, well, there's no such thing as a 70% listen. So the whole thing's nonsense. But they're using their usual tactics to try to discredit everything that we're doing and to try to discredit all of the facts, to try and brush it all over and say that nothing is actually wrong. So, obviously, reiterating our phone call a couple of days ago, the facts are still the same. We have had a little bit of communication since then, and he still is okay. However, I can reconfirm everything we spoke about the other night. He was moved to a really dangerous prison. It was really bad. It has a much higher Muslim population. It's actually got a record of having terrible, violent crime, if you look it up as well. He's actually just been moved to solitary confinement, and he's sort of in a room with a blue mat on the floor, completely bizarre. So we know that at least he's safe in that period for now, but because he's in that situation, it means that communication is going to be a little bit more difficult in the meantime. So we don't know if he's going to be immediately put back into that really dangerous wing. We don't know if he's going to be shoved to another prison that's even more dangerous. Those threats have been passed on to him. But what we do know is obviously that he's been moved there. He's been moved to a more dangerous situation. It wasn't by the governors. It wasn't by the prison guards. It wasn't by any usual process that normally takes place in a prison like this. It was sent down straight from the top, from the Home Office. Completely unprecedented. These things don't normally happen. And that's why we've got so many people now writing to the Home Office, so much pressure from people in America trying to say, what on earth are you doing? You're basically putting someone in the firing line with direct orders from the top. It doesn't make any sense. And those are the new developments.
And that's the bombshell news. It's up on Infowars.com. Thank God Drudge linked to it last night. Order to send Tommy Robinson to heavily Muslim-populated prison came from the top. Activist safety and danger as a result of high-risk status being removed from his file. And now you say that they've thrown him back in solitary confinement, which is more cruel and unusual punishment for reporting that there was a trial on Muslim grooming gangs, which even the media reported on. They said he reported on the trial itself. And so 13 months in the Islamic wing, a certain death sentence, or 13 months in solitary confinement, silencing him, being able to talk to you every few days. So I guess you haven't been able to talk to him since you talked to him on Tuesday and gave us that emergency message.
No, it seemed like they really weren't happy about that information going out, and they seemed to cut off a lot of things. We have had some communication, but not directly between him and I, that he is actually still safe and he's okay, but they're really clamping down on the information that's coming out. He doesn't want him talking to the outside world. He doesn't want any, they don't want any fuss being made. They don't want you doing what you're doing. They don't want Judge putting it on the front page. They want it to be a nothing burger. They tried to silence it as soon as he got in prison, as we know, but that didn't work. And now they're trying to say that it's all nonsense because the statistics are slightly off. But that's what they're trying to do. So they don't want any information coming out about him because it builds up a frenzy. It gets people upset. It gets people up rightfully. And so the next stages are basically going through the legal process. That's what we're doing now and doing everything we can to make sure that he's not in that situation, that he can have communication to the outside world. Because he wants this information to get out. He told me directly on Tuesday the facts that he told me he wanted out immediately as fast as possible, because if anything does happen to him and he's at massive risk, he wants the world to know exactly what's going on. And he knows people are listening.
And again, when he first got arrested, for 3 days there was a D notice where the media couldn't report he was arrested, and they had news saying, I made that up and you made that up. Then they confirmed that. Then they had an order not to cover the demonstrations. I mean, this is so authoritarian what the UK is becoming. And now Roger and I are talking about being political prisoners. We're under attack. Paul Manafort has been grabbed and put in jail today. I mean, this is really wild.
People don't seem to realize that it's going to happen to them next. It's bizarre. Because it's Tommy and because he's perceived as extreme, they think, oh, of course he's getting thrown away. He looks a little bit rough, doesn't he? He looks like he'd be capable of that. But after Tommy, it's going to come for you. It's going to come for everybody else. It's going to come for people in the middle. It's going to come from anyone who's even slightly dissident and who has said anything even slightly against the government or the PC policies or anything that's been going on in the last sort of 10 years in Britain. And they don't realize how creeping this process is and how slow and how creeping it is. And they don't care. It's so blatant as well. They'll just make him disappear. One second, Tommy's on the street bringing the facts. He's got millions of views. He's in the public spotlight. The next second, he's in a room for 23 hours a day on a mat on the floor. They make people disappear within seconds, and they can still get away with it. Well, just about. We'll see what's going to happen soon. But it's absolutely baffling how blatant and open and in the open.
All right, let's talk about what we can do and just what's happening in the UK when we come back. Go ahead.
We need to pray. We need to lift Tommy Robinson up with prayer. All the InfoWarriors, we need to be praying for his safety right
now. Let's pray for him when we come back.
I think it's important.
Absolutely. Prayer is number one, folks. It's absolutely numero uno. We talked about that just the other day. It's true. There are no atheists in foxholes, and my head is spinning. And we're going to all your phone calls. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. When freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cry to appease are hung by those they tried to... I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Manafort is a political prisoner, and you notice they've charged him with obstruction, with witness tampering. So there's no Russiagate. That's all falling apart. The judges admit that. So now, and there's no you actually laundering money. That's not true. But we're going to get you like Martha Stewart. You didn't insider trade, but we say you lied to federal agents. The same type. Well, it was actually Comey. It was actually the same FBI. It was actually Mueller that went after her. So again, you've got these crooks at the top who don't go after real gangsters. They go after Martha Stewart or Paul Manafort. And then when there's nothing and their trial's falling apart, we've got a new charge. You're obstructing justice.
when they want to avoid revealing what they know in discovery. You see, they just don't want you to know what the evidence is against you, which is fundamentally against our American system. You're allowed to know what the charges are, what the evidence is.
And now Trump has tweeted about it. This just in, President Trump. Wow, what a tough sentence for Paul Manafort, who has represented Ronald Reagan, Bob Dole, just like you did, and many other top people and campaigns. Didn't know Manafort was the head of the mob. What about Comey and Crooked Hillary and all of the others? Very unfair. And that's why Trump goes on to say the left is weaponizing our institutions against anyone they deem evil. Drain the swamp. Absolutely. And let's go back. Let's go back to the spokesperson for Tommy Robinson, Kalen Robertson. Kalen, we're seeing military tactics here, and everybody should follow you on Twitter to get the updates. You're the only guy that has the courage to speak. That's what Tommy chose you to do. That we're honored. There you are. Everybody should follow you at Kalen Rob on Twitter so they can actually get the unvarnished, unfiltered information from Tommy, who has a fatwa out on him. Let's talk about that imam. Drudge linked to that story yesterday. Let's give us the latest on that, and then talk about how folks can support Tommy, because we're not going to let people forget about him. That's what they hope happens.
Yeah, I think they got a little bit lost in translation on Tuesday, but seriously, that story is actually completely significant. So when Tommy arrived, he realized that the head imam of that prison had known about his arrival 2 days before he got there. Now, none of the prison guards knew, and then none of the governors knew. None of the governors in the previous prison knew, or the previous prison guards knew. Nobody knew about his move, except for the imam of that prison. That doesn't make any sense. And that's what was such a massive story about this, because the orders came from the top, and the imam knew about it, which doesn't make any sense. And so he was going around telling everybody 2 days before that he was going to be arriving, which, Tommy said, gives them enough time to prepare weapons, which gives them, that's an old prison tactic, to tell a certain profile, whether it's a gangster or someone from a rival gang that's about to arrive, to say that they're about to arrive within 48 hours, and that gives them enough time to yeah, I think it's the toilet paper and the knives and things like that, to be able to pull everything together to basically formulate a plan to attack them. And that's what it was about. And this is why it's such a scandal, because who on earth was it that passed that information down to the imam of the prison that he was going to arrive? That was so much above the governors who knew about it. It doesn't really make any sense. And that's what's so shocking about it. Obviously, it's somebody who's been colluding with the high-profile imams of Muslim of Britain. That's what it looks like the situation is. It's someone who's colluding, who knows information that that the rest of us seem not to, who's passed down the orders, or who knows the person who's passed down the orders to have him moved on. It's completely bizarre. But, you know, I don't normally divulge into conspiracy theories, but there is no other reasonable outcome or thought process that you can come to when you look at the facts here.
You got Sadiq Khan there. Tell us about the Islamist Home Secretary, the guy that is running all this.
Oh, well, it's been a complete mess as soon as he was taken in. It seems to be a very, very sketchy character. He's been going after right-wing and conservative personalities for decades, ever since he's been involved in politics. He's been going after all of them. He's been going on about hate speech. He despises Tommy Robinson. I think he's actually mentioned something about this case, and he's happy about the fact that, you know, that right-wingers are being oppressed in Britain and they're being silenced and pushed away. He is basically a replica of Sadiq Khan, totally in bed together, totally colluding together. It's the same sort of cancerous infestation that's come into our political system and our government in the last sort of 10 years. This really awful, highly censored ideology that despises anybody who speaks out against Islam and despises anybody who even resembles Tommy Robinson. I absolutely believe that he has something directly to do with this, directly to do with Tommy being moved. That didn't come from Tommy, that came from me, by the way. But yeah, the whole thing absolutely stinks. It's a disaster.
And I want to be clear, there has been a golden era of Islam. They invented a lot of stuff in those countries. The people, a lot of them are smart. But the biggest group getting killed by radical Islam are Muslims. And these guys are all allied with it. The UK brings in former ISIS fighters, Al-Qaeda, pays for their houses, everything. There is a red carpet all over Europe of the most radical Islamists because they want to use them as the muscle and the enforcers. So, TommyRobinson.online, is that the best place, the proper place for people that want to donate?
That's the best place to do it. There are a couple of other sites, actually, who have just started working with Tommy's family to raise money for them specifically. I think Rebel Media has just done one. Those are also actually authorized, but their main site is TommyRobinson.online/support. That goes directly to his legal defense fund to fight the prison system to get him out as soon as possible. So that's the best.
That's right. And I don't want to just get into negative news here. Tommy chose us. He's a hero. We're backing him to the hill. But we've got Soros getting thrown out of his command base in Hungary. You've got major anti-globalist movements everywhere. Italy's pulling out. The EU's unelected. It's falling apart. They're in full panic mode. Nationalism's exploding. Trump's winning. Those of us that are low-hanging fruit, though, that aren't protected like Trump is to a certain extent, are going to be take the wrath of the zombie forces. So they want to take out Trump's resistance command that brought him into power. They don't understand Trump's already moved light years ahead of that. We're important for the future and the midterms and everything we do, because that'll only embolden them if they can take us down. We're still critical, but I want to explain that we are expendable and that we've already moved past that and we've already had victory. So no matter what they do to us, and if they kill Tommy, God loves him. He's going to heaven and you know, at the same time. And we should fight for his life. But understand, we shouldn't let them demoralize us. If they destroy me, they destroy Roger, they destroy him. We're men. We chose this. We're not complaining about it. We want to live. He's got grandkids. I've got children. I want to move on and live to be 150. I'll never commit suicide. But the big move is standing up to the globalists. So we're winning. Our sacrifice has not been in vain. And listeners need to know, you are the victory. You're the tip of the spear funding us. There's no place you can fund better than InfoWars. You know, we donated to these guys $20,000 equipment, you name it, because there's no better place than Tommy Robinson. We are the cutting edge. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Some of the biggest sales ever. 50% off all our best-selling supplements. Free shipping. That's all got to end this weekend, folks. I've extended it for a week to do this emergency broadcast with the IG report. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Try the Super Blue Fluoride free toothpaste, fortified with iodine, colloidal silver. It's amazing for children and adults. The immune gargle, the colloidal silver, it's all there. But donate straight up. So, you know, because a lot of these products we're making like $5 on, they're so discounted. Go to our legal defense fund, AlexJonesLegalFund.com. There's a link to the authorized place there for Roger Stone as well. Give them that address one more time, Roger.
StoneDefenseFund.com.
All right, we're going to go to break, and I promise the next segment and throughout the entire next hour, Joel Gilbert's a great guy, but I preempted him. He understands. He can come back on later in the show if he wants to do the stuff he was going to do. But I want to take your calls as promised and get more into the IG report. Kaylin, I know you got to go. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you. Okay, folks, so there you go. A very historic time to be alive, and I promise, start your engines. Phil, Pastor Sam, Josh, Jason, Hitman, Ron, Tim, Wild, Alyssa, Susan, and others, in the order the calls are coming in, we're going boom, boom, bam, bam, bam when we return. But it doesn't feel good to be in this fight to know we're not just getting our butt kicked. We're winning the football game, even though we're bloody, but the other guy's bloody worse, Roger. And to see Trump start to hit on all cylinders, it gives me a lot of hope.
Well, because the movement's bigger than Alex Jones or Roger Stone or even Donald Trump, and the movement will never be stopped.
When we come back, we'll say that prayer for Tommy and then go to calls. I forgot to do that. We're going to do that. We're going to lift Tommy up in prayer and every other political prisoner.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We go to first? Pastor Sam, Josh, Susan. We're going to go to everybody. Roger Stone's here. We're going to take calls the entire next hour. We're doing the 34-hour broadcast. I cannot stress enough to all of you out there that history's happening now, not later. And if you'll just spread the articles, the videos, the links, if you'll tell people, hey, InfoWars is under attack, this is telling the truth. Every day, there's some story we wrote 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 months ago, word for word what we said, happening. Because I've got all the sources. They're all these good people. But a lot of the people I get on, I'm not going to say names, they're not allowed to say what they say on Fox. They're not allowed to say what they say on their radio show. They're not allowed to say what they say. They can come here and they can do it. And then they get given the third degree when they do come on. They put their careers in their hands when they do. But more and more, there's more courage. People realize we got to beat the globalists no matter what happens. We just got to commit, take the fight to them, and not have any half measures. And Trump is a great example of that. We're going to go to calls. Let's play this clip from this morning. calling the entire top of the FBI a bunch of Democrat-controlled scum and Comey, because that's what they are. It's protecting the sellout of us to China and Russia and others. These people are our enemies. But bigger than these foreign countries are the big corporations that run them. So here's the president.
I have the greatest supporters in the world. By the way, they're the smartest. They're the hardest working. They pay taxes. They're incredible. They're loyal. I have the bikers. I have the construction workers. I have them all. I have by the way, I have the FBI. You go into the FBI and take a poll of the real FBI, not the scum on top, not Comey and that group of people that are total thieves.
Most of those are gone.
Well, I don't know how Peter Strzok is still working there, to be honest with you.
He's
okay?
Working in HR.
That's even worse.
So we're going to the calls, but you know the president well, and we're not going to do this now. We'll do it at the bottom of the next hour. You haven't told me these stories. I went and looked them up in the New York Times, and then I asked you a few, and you said, well, that's not completely untrue. But you were the president's wingman for many years.
Yes.
So that's really what you guys have been buddies.
Yes.
And
and they've begun asking, Mueller's people have begun asking about questions about the president and women. Think they asked those questions about Jack Kennedy? What do you think? So I don't know what it is they want.
Well, I think you should get out front of it, because the stuff I read in the New York, they know, it's all been back when they loved Trump. It was on the New York Times. It was in the New York Post. It was in the New Yorker, about Roger Stone and Trump seen out again with, three lovely ladies or whatever. It was always in between his divorces. I mean, you told me some of the stories. Well, so, yeah, that's accurate. You didn't tell me anything that wasn't known. I just asked you about a year ago, is this true? Well, yeah, in between divorces, he was double date.
One of the great playboys of all time, no question about it. But in between marriages. And you predicted this after the election and then even later, they're going to keep coming back at him with the women. And that's clearly one of the directions.
And the women have said, now they asked you, that he, if anything, he spoils the hell out of women.
But why is Mueller going around asking people about questions about the president and women? It seems totally inappropriate. Wait a minute, isn't this about Russian collusion in the 2016 election? Evidently not.
I got to say, in this whole corrupt world of everything, it's kind of refreshing, a guy that likes women.
Well, the president definitely likes women. Of that, there is no doubt.
I like women, too. What's wrong with that?
It just shows you how far afield and how the resolve of these people to remove the president and the deep animus they have for him.
But what does it say that they can't find anybody to say anything that's real? There's nothing.
Well, that's why they're trying to presumably squeeze Michael Cohen. That's why they're going to try to squeeze me. We're going to send you to jail for 10 years unless you tell us the president did X. I'm not playing that game. I'm not going to testify against Donald Trump.
Well, it's like the one lady he dated for like 6 months in the New York Times right before the election a year and a half ago, or 18 months ago. I forget her name, but she said the day after, she goes, no, they misquoted me. Because he called her fat and was mean to her. No, she said all he was super nice, bought me all these things. He was so gentlemanly and treated me so good. It was almost off-putting that he was such a gentleman. Girls don't like guys that are too nice, but he was so great. And he did tell me, hey, we both need to lose some weight. They took that and had it say, he told me I was fat. No, he said, we both ought to, at dinner, not eat dessert. We're both getting fat. I mean, that's the worst thing he ever did to a woman?
It's Trump derangement syndrome. It really is. And the more successful he is, the better the economy does, the better the prospects for peace, the more hysterical the deep state.
And I think that's really revealing. We're talking about the bottom of the hour. We're going to call in 30 seconds. But let me just ask you this. You really should. The way to defend him is just go ahead and tell folks. I mean, you tell me, he treats women really nice. I mean, have you ever seen Trump mistreat any women?
Never.
How would you describe the way he treats women?
Puts them on a pedestal. Look, he's very respectful. He's also very discreet. But the fact that we're even talking about this is incredible.
But it's not us doing it. They're the ones.
Well, clearly, Mr. Mueller is going there. I have numerous reports of FBI agents fanning out and asking associates and former associates and those about the president and women. I thought this was about Russian collusion. What does this have to do with the 2016 election? But it just gives you some idea where this special counsel may be headed.
Well, there you go. Trump. Nemesis Mueller now focusing on women. Well, it's just like Manafort. Now they're saying obstruction in the case. There's nothing. So they just go to obstruction in the case.
Presumably they could cook up some process crime. This is why I continue to oppose the idea that the president should give an interview to the special counsel. I saw Rudy Giuliani still left the door open a little bit the other night on Fox. I think that would be an egregious.
So you've been right about this day one, and you've told the president, okay, we're going to go to Ron, then we're going to go to everybody. I promise. Now, boom, 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 we're going to your calls. Ron in Texas, you're on the air with Roger Stone during the 34-hour broadcast. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Roger. How are y'all?
Great.
We're in the thick of the fight, I can tell you that. We're certainly not bored.
I'm telling you, I have 2 points to make, and I'll make them quick. One is, I have a friend, his name's Ron Farrington, and he is friends with a guy named Dr. William Samuelson. Dr. William Samuelson was in Buchenwald concentration camp in Nazi Germany with George Soros. He was there with him, and he told my friend Ron that Soros would talk to guys, talk to the people in the prison, and they would end up disappeared. He would talk to them, and their families would disappear. That's the God's honest truth, and I'd like to see y'all get in touch with Dr. William Samuelson. He's a professor. I think he taught at UT, and he's also an author. You can find him online. And I just wanted to get that out there, and hopefully y'all could get him on the show and have him talk about George Soros.
Well, I will, but you got me thinking. Soros reportedly for 3 years worked with his stepfather to round up Jews and took their property and find hidden Jews, you know, like Anne Frank, but not in Poland or Germany, but in Romania and Hungary. And he would then help round them up. Now, we know that from him on 60 Minutes and on NPR and in a book. But maybe he's such a liar. You know, they say this guy is him, but reportedly they check that's not him. I don't think it looks like him. But the point is I think they didn't put out the disinfo to get us off the track. I'm not saying you're disinfo, but it's Soros saying he helped round up Jews. And then now they say he was a hero that cut Hitler's head off and, you know, was in a concentration camp. That's kind of the line they say to defend Soros. So they go the other extreme. But I'll look into your report, sir. All I know is what Soros said on 60 Minutes. And now that he's got the Young Turks and CNN and other people, you know, saying that he was captured by the Nazis, Soros has never said that. But you're saying this individual said that. I mean, that's what Soros did, was ferret out Jews and where they were at. But you're saying he was like a quisling that they would put into the general population?
Right. He was like a mole. He was in there with the prisoners, and he would find out information about them and give it to, you know, the officers, the Nazis that were in charge. And these people would end up disappearing.
That's consistent with what we think he was doing. Absolutely.
Told me this is an ordained minister, and it's not BS. It's true. And, you know, if y'all can contact Dr. William Samuelson, I'm sure he'd be happy to confirm it, because he told my friend Ron that if he ever saw George Soros, he would take drastic measures, if you know what I mean.
Well, all I know is George Soros made his money overthrowing countries and crashing pension funds. So those are the real crimes he's committed. I mean, hell, he helped overthrow Ukraine. Thank you. God bless you. All I know is I've been told to shut up about it. Let me tell you something, you old dirty piece of crap. You damn demon. I'm not scared of you. I'm scared of God. So I just pray that God bring judgment upon George Soros. Stay with us.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.